Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Tina Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine out of these three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at KISW as well, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Certainly, and like I said at the top of the show, today's stories involve baloney, lightsabers, and bad driving. Let's start with the balona. A man by the name of Oquavius Chandler. He's a convicted felon. Well, he was arrested following a confrontation with his stepfather over the accused man's use of a PlayStation 5. Now, the victim told cops he removed the gaming system from Chandler's bedroom because he was being too loud while using his PS5. The victim stated that the defendant became aggressive and began to yell at him. The victim, by the way, is 62 years old, and he said that while he was being yelled at, Chandler threw a bologna sandwich at him, which ultimately hit him in the center of the chest. According to investigators, the man said there were no visible injuries from the bologna strike. Now, Chandler, who was on probation...
A bologna strike.
That's exactly what they call it. A bologna strike. Chandler, who was on probation at the time of his bust, he confessed to the bologna toss. While the domestic incident would normally be charged as a misdemeanor, the bologna battery, as they call it, was upgraded to a felony due to Chandler's multiple prior battery convictions, two of which also involved video games. In 2023, Chandler pleaded no contest, choking his sister during a dispute. In part, that's then from him playing video games. He served about a year in state prison in that case. The year before that, he was nabbed for a violent encounter during which he threatened a 60-year-old man with a knife and shoved his sister to the ground. He has done this multiple times. That's why this time it is a felony. But yes, he did assault his stepfather with a bologna sandwich to the chest. Now we go lightsabers. This makes no sense, but we go to Nebraska, where a man is facing two felonies after being accused of attacking his neighbor and her 7-year-old daughter with a lightsaber. The sheriff's deputies there said that one Aiden White, he admitted to striking the woman and her child. According to court documents, White stated that he had become upset with the victims because the rent was going to be raised due to them keeping the thermostat set too high. Now, deputies did seize a lightsaber, and you might remember this. They described it as a high-quality device. Made of metal and thick plastic, about 3.5 feet long, they said the device could cause significant pain and injury when used to strike someone. They say the victims and witnesses all said that White had a propensity for violent outbursts and stated that he previously chased a neighbor down the street with an axe. He's now facing charges of felony child abuse, second-degree assault. And finally, we have bad drivers. Now look, when you're driving on a major interstate and you miss your exit, do you A, keep driving, get off at the next one, B, come to a complete stop in the road and cause a crash and then drive away? If you guess B, that's what happened in this case. We go to Ohio, where they posted video of a red van coming to a complete stop on an interstate after missing their exit. Now, they seem to be waiting for the right lanes to clear so they can make a last-second right turn to cross over and go back on it. But in the meantime, a couple's car stops behind them. Then a van slams into those cars, causing a multi-car pileup. And the original red van, mostly spared. And surely they saw and heard the crash, but they made the turn down the exit and drove away. So it doesn't sound like anyone was seriously injured. The driver of the red van has not been identified, but police are trying to figure out who they are so they can be cited and charged. So there you go. You have the baloney assault, which not so bad, but this guy himself seems like a bit of a D. We have the lightsaber assault from another guy who seems to be
what
bit
is
of
that?
A D.
What is it?
Is it plastic?
Yeah, explain to me what that is. It's like one of those blow-up inflatable things.
No, they said it's metal and plastic, so I'm guessing the base is metal, and then where the light is.
Okay.
It's probably plastic.
Okay. All right.
3.5
All right. So it's like getting hit with a wiffle ball bat.
I'm guessing probably about the same thickness.
Was the kid or the mom hurt?
No, they don't say that they were necessarily injured. They were just assaulted.
Okay. And people in Ohio, multi-car accident, but nobody got hurt.
Nobody got seriously.
Okay. So I'm going to say that that one sucks the most.
The van?
Ohio.
Ohio.
Now, I know we're used to that in Seattle. People stopping in the middle of the street. For no reason.
Right.
Either to let someone out of their car, even if it's a highway. They'll just stop. Downtown is absolutely awful. Not even putting on your hazards. Just stopping in the middle of a street. Not pulling over.
But it's not an interstate.
You're either picking someone up. Right. That's why this is dangerous. So that one sucks.
Well, we know it's dangerous because it calls a multi-car pileup because they don't want to slam into them.
Correct. And they did not stay on the site. So
no, they took off.
That sucks the most because they were responsible for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just real quick. I know sometimes two people are driving areas they don't know. Trust me, the next exit is not that far away.
You're fine.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
You can turn around.
I mean, this is a prime example. Just like, there's just no reason for
We've all missed an exit. And I mean, you just, like, we're going to the next exit. It's just understood from everyone in the car, like, damn it, that was our exit. We know we're getting off at the next one. There's no question.
Dude, I had to go, it's annoying. I had to go to West Seattle, and this time I'm going to be creative and go underneath the bridge.
All right.
Okay, there's a lot of weird stuff. You got to know exactly where the hell you're going. So, of course, I did like eight figure eights. Finally figured out where I was going, but I did not stop back up and make illegal turns. It's
right.
Like, well, I'm just going to have to go up there, turn around, try this again, try to figure out how to get back on I-5. So I went up there, did a bunch of figure eights, and finally figured out how to get back on the highway.
It is a little confusing.
But I did not stop.
Correct.
I went to the next light and turned around.
My uncle has stopped. This is in Baltimore, but we took the wrong exit. He came to a dead stop and actually backed up. It was off of 95.
Yeah,
I was maybe 14 years old. Oh, I thought I was going to die. I mean, that was probably the first time in my life where I honestly thought, this is it.
And it is easy to make that one the one that sucks the most because, just people getting in car accidents, whether or not thank God they didn't get injured.
Right.
But it's like, you got to repair your car. You got to take it to the shop.
It ain't cheap.
Now you're going to be late for whatever you were going to.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's a much bigger deal than just the jackass that stopped there. I mean, I feel like at the end of the day, the bologna sandwich hurts the least.
And it was done to an adult. Even though the guy's a felon, the 7-year-old might still be thinking about this incident where his mother was attacked. They were attacked. Who is this guy? I'm scared. Blah, 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 blah. The dad knows this guy is a convicted. The stepfather knows he's a convicted felon.
Yeah, absolutely.
He knows what he's capable of. He almost choked his sister to the point where he spent a year in jail. So it wasn't just he choked her. He almost killed her.
Yeah.
Because he spent a year in jail.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I'm going to say that even though that is the case, Maloney Sandwich Guy sucks the least. Based on what he did in this instant, in this not on his history.
Right.
No. But in this instant, I'm with you. Like, throwing a sandwich at somebody's just not going to hurt them. I mean, unless you have frozen chicken salad overnight.
Frozen bologna
or sandwich. Something, right. But it's just bologna. I'm assuming mustard, probably white bread. So
I guarantee it's on white bread. I was going to say mayonnaise or Miracle Whip.
Yeah, I'm just going. When I was a kid, we ate them with mustard.
I did mustard as well. But this guy strikes me as a mayo and bologna guy. By the way, somebody here, they say, hey, man, I missed an exit in the mountains one time. I had to drive 26 miles before I got to the next one. Yes, that does suck. But the point is, you didn't come to a complete freaking stop, man.
Right. That's like, again, right. He's not an extreme case. Generally, it's
not
that
far. But he still did the right thing.
You still did the right thing. We're just saying there's no reason to put everybody else out and have all these accidents happen. Because you don't know where your exit is, or you were speeding.
Yeah.
You missed an exit. That's on you.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X and on Instagram. Okay, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.